A mystery solved, but a pattern of government abuse of power repeated. Our colleagues at Retro Report have broken a story with the help of journalist Betty Metzger about an unsolved burglary more than 40 years ago that broke a case of government surveillance wide open. Here's the voice of NBC News anchor John Chancellor.
Secret FBI memos made public today show that the late J. Edgar Hoover ordered a nationwide campaign to disrupt the activities of the new left without telling any of his superiors about it.
The documents were stolen from an FBI office outside Philadelphia, where the mystery has remained until this day. Bonnie Bertram, Retro Report producer, joins us now. Bonnie, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
So what were the circumstances of the FBI memos that were leaked out? Where did they come from? How much mystery surrounded their origin?
Well, Betty Metzger was a journalist at the Washington Post, and when the burglars went into the FBI field office and media, they found lots of documents. And sifting through them, they found what was an article that had a routing slip, and it had a word COINTELPRO, the new left. And no one really knew what that meant. And it took 2 years before Carl Stern at NBC, after he had filed some FOIA documents, to get to the bottom of what that exactly meant.
And what this showed was a portrait of the U.S. government doing what?
Systematically harassing, surveilling, trying to undermine the efforts of groups that Hoover and the FBI considered a threat to national security, and basically a whole lot of people he just didn't like.
And the burglars remained unknown.
The burglars are an incredible story. Here were these eight people. The FBI had no idea who they were, and it was one of the greatest manhunts in FBI history. They had nearly 200 investigators on the case, and almost 5 years, and they still, of the final list of seven that they had winnowed it down to, only one of them was actually one of the burglars.
So let's meet Bonnie Raines and John Raines. Tell me a little bit about how central they are to this story.
Well, they were one of the first people that the mastermind approached. I think he approached them in some reason because they might have been so atypical. John was a Methodist minister and a religion professor at Temple University, and Bonnie ran a daycare center and was a graduate student. And Bonnie told me that they had been radicalized by some really terrific nuns as part of the East Coast conspiracy to save lives. It was a group of Catholic activists who were trying to fight the Vietnam War.
And here's Bonnie Raines speaking to you here.
I was to call the office and make an appointment as a Swarthmore student doing research on opportunities for women in the FBI. So they gave me an appointment. I tried to disguise myself as best I could, and I went to say goodbye. And I acted confused about where the door was, and that gave me a chance then to check out both rooms and know where the file cabinets were.
So here this daycare center worker went undercover.
She certainly did. I mean, she had done some casing before of draft boards, but she was really instrumental. And they all used to meet at their house, and Bonnie used to make a spaghetti dinner for all of the burglars. And she said, you know, I was tired of cooking dinner, and I really wanted to take on a big job.
Here's a sense from John Raines, who's married to Bonnie, is that right?
Right.
Who was completely outraged by the sense of government oppression of the time.
We knew the FBI was systematically trying to squash dissent, and dissent is the lifeblood of democracy.
Is this a Snowden story from a previous generation, do you think?
I think it is. I think it's, you know, a reaction when people rise up against what they see as government wrongdoing. But, John, what's so remarkable is that in the 70s, it was such a different climate where the FBI was really sort of squaring off mano a mano against these people who they considered enemies. Bonnie was followed when she was dropping her kids off at daycare. They were in the station wagon, and they'd wave to the FBI guy who was their tail. And I think that for a lot of protesters in the spring of 1970, when Nixon announced the invasion of Cambodia and when Kent State happened, they sort of threw down their peace signs and said, that's it. We've got to take up arms here and do something more radical. It's not, the work that we're doing is not changing things.
Criminals, heroes, how do they feel about themselves and their
behavior?
Well,
that's for you to judge, John. I think a lot of people consider them heroes, and I think a lot of people consider them criminals, not so different from Edward Snowden.
Retro Report bringing to light the mystery solved of a burglary in the 1970s that shows the U.S. government once again going after U.S. citizens in its surveillance of Americans critical of the government. Bonnie Bertram, Retro Report producer, thanks so much.
Sure, a pleasure.
The story of the mysterious burglary is reported in depth in a new book by former Washington Post journalist Betty Metzger, The Burglary, Discovery of J. Edgar Hoover's Secret FBI.
There's a a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.